Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
The first major league home run from Mike Ford. And for the Yankees, there's a Ford in your future. Mike, is Ford tough?
Hello. I still haven't seen the lineup. Look, Jake. Zach did it.
But if I asked you the leadoff hitter, you know.
That's the only one I know. And it's Hicks. And that was a big question, so it's a bit of a spoiler. Okay, here we go. Hicks, Judge two-hole, Rizzo first, Stanton DHing, DJ five, Donaldson six, okay, so that's what we thought, kind of. Well, we knew Glaber was going to sit.
That was probably the biggest question. Second was leadoff. They're rolling with Hicks, third straight game, so they're going to...
I was pretty...
Once I remembered they did it back-to-back games, that means they believe in something.
And righty-lefty, and I don't think Donaldson is... I think that phase has ended. I think they're like, we tried it, didn't
work. What about righty-lefty?
They did it with Hicks versus a righty, and then they did it with Hicks versus a lefty, so it wasn't like he was just doing it on a platoon day.
Right. Yeah, back-to-back. I think that's...
Well, if it was two righties in a row, like, all right, they like lefty Hicks as leadoff guy, but maybe they don't like righty Hicks, but they did it both sides.
Yeah, they believe in Hicks right now. He's on a heater. Maybe this is going to be a Yankee thing to follow this year. If someone's hot, they'll give him run. Gallo and Donaldson, who have been cold, get slid down the lineup. My only critique is Gallo after Donaldson, the way Joey Gallo plays, and now who's behind him in the batting order. Basically, a pitcher's got six pitches to hit the corner, and Joey Gallo will either walk, and then they'll go after Kiner, Falefa, and Higgy, or Gallo will strike out looking, basically. So I don't like that spot in the lineup for him. But, yeah, I don't know. We've got what's kind of our full lineup, and it is a lefty, so maybe that's why they're sneaking up Donaldson, but still, for later in the game, some balance and all that stuff, but... Yeah, this is kind of it for now.
Yeah, I don't really. It's all the same for Gallo 6-7 for me. My brother, Luke, cracks me up because he's like into. I said this last year. He's just like starting to watch a lot more and a lot more and pay attention. And just like from the naked eye, he's like, Gallo's fucking awful to watch. I'm like, yeah, anyone like trying to get into baseball isn't going to enjoy what he does.
Three true outcomes.
Lineup's there. I got no real qualms, I guess.
Is this... Let me see one thing.
Zach's got me dainted a little.
You know Garrett Cole's starting today. Just shoulders up. You're normally perched when you're...
I'm full erect right now.
No. That's a lie. That's not true. No.
Gonna be more straight.
Yeah, but you're leaning.
What are you looking up about Cole? It's a pregame show. It's brought to you by...
It's not about Cole.
I thought you said you were looking at something about Cole.
No, I just said he started. I said I'm looking something up.
What are you looking up?
I'll let them know in a second.
Pregame show is brought to you by SeatGeek. You can use code... Isn't it pregame? This says code talking. Is this an old form? I think it's an old form. Use code pregame. Yeah, it's on the screen. Pregame. SeatGeek, get $20 off. Thanks to SeatGeek for keeping the pregame show alive. We weren't with you over the weekend. We're back. We weren't with you yesterday. There was no game. Now there's a game. It's Detroit Tigres. Cole pitched game one in Detroit last year. They lost. Let's see what they do this year. Tigers are a better team now. They have a lot of talent. On the pregame show, we're going to talk about the lineup, our thoughts on the lineup. We already did that. what to watch for's, homer draft, over under, premonitions, and then we stand up.
Sure do. The same opening day bodies. I was seeing if Hicks for Gallo was a straight swap, or Hicks and Donaldson, but that would have been Gallo would have had to be one spot up. But I don't know. Score some GD runs. Need something early, man.
They're going up against Tyler Alexander. Yeah. What are your thoughts on him?
Jim, he kind of came into our lexicon last year there's two T. Alexanders in baseball. This is the Tigers' T. Alexander. So I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about him.
Isn't he the one that struck out like 9 in a row last?
Yes, coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah.
Honestly, back-to-back years, he's had a solid ERA. Last year was his first year eclipsing 100 innings pitched. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm interested to see what he's got. Doesn't have a big spot in my book, but he reads.
He's two-seam heavy this year. It changes pitch mix. So, two-seam guys, the swing path that works well on a two-seam guy is a level swing. So, like, Gallo's probably going to have a rough day. That's how the Giants and a lot of teams do it now. They just match up swing path with flight of the ball. So, if this guy's a four-seam pitcher, batters like Gallo will do better unless it's top of the zone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the other thing that people should know coming into this is that Alexander's not a flamethrower. He throws 90 miles per hour. So he's got his regular fastball and then a cut fastball. Those are coming in 70% of the time. So he kind of tries to X-axis, yeah, I think. And then a little bit of changeup, a little bit of slider. So I don't know. Sometimes these guys can be the most frustrating days for the Yankees, the guys that live on the edges and make you go that extra inch to play their game. But, Tyler Alexander was bottom 3% in max exit velo. So hopefully if Stanton hits one, he can hit one a mile.
Mile-long home run for Giancarlo Stanton puts the Yankees on the board, now losing 10-1. Hey, Joe's.
Joe's McFly Joe's looks is like waving he's to leaving. Us. He did a motion with his hands that looked... What was that? No. He's spanking the dolphin.
Wow. Right. Gleyber Torres 2-for-2 off Alexander with a homer.
Mm-hmm.
Not playing, but that's fine. I'm not a real thing that I just said. I'm just reading stats.
Pinch hit for IKF in the fourth.
Finish the game at short.
Yep.
What you want to watch for, dog?
James, my what to watch for. This was the second thing I thought about when I got out of the shower today. First, I looked at the Yankees 40, man. And there's two guys with a name similar to Oswald on there. And then, Jim, I thought about Gareth Cole, who's getting the start tonight. And we've been walking tall and carrying a big stick talking about his pitching being predictable. Mm. It feels like you can kind of pitch along with Cole and know what's coming. Also, his fastball been getting hit early on this year, which I think ties into the predictability a little bit. I'm dialed in for his at-bats against Miguel Cabrera. I think Miggy Cabs, at this point in his career, he's obviously a different ball player. You actually, for those talking baseball fans, you may hear some stuff about him tomorrow. That's a little teaser of a teaser in the biz. Miggy Cabs, either his second at-bat with runners in scoring position, or if it's his third at-bat against Cole, I want to see how that looks like. Because I think, like we've been saying, Cole's predictability and his fastball being hittable this year, I think Miguel Cabrera, the guy that has every trick in the book, will have something for Garrett today. If he doesn't, I hope what we can walk away with today is that Gerrit Cole just had two more spring training starts. They just happen to be during the regular season. And hopefully we are seeing a new Gerrit Cole today that his stuff looks better and he looks a little more focused and less predictable on the mound. Because guess what? It's also a chilly night in Detroit, one of the worst hitter parks. Like, there's a recipe that Gerrit Cole should shove tonight. So, let's see it, big dog.
Cole needs to have clean first two innings. Can't just put us in a 3-0 hole again. Because if he does, I'm a tail spinning. Especially if it's on, like, a fastball. I was trying to look up, like, who their fastball hitters are. Like, Meadows, I think I...
Meds.
Meds might pop them. I don't know. Worried about Cole.
What's your what to watch for this baseball game?
I was going to do Cole first two innings. Just can't have a run. The bunters, the Bronx bunters. How many bunt attempts will there be?
Right.
And who's too cold?
Stay tuned for the premonition part of the show. I might have something for you.
And the bunt draft? Who's too cold is my what to watch for.
Who's too cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Won't be DJ. Stanton might have the weird hoodie thing on, but he's DH and he'll be fine.
Like Kiner's from Hawaii? I hope he's not too cold.
Hicks might be cold.
Yeah.
It's been a long time for Hicks.
Yeah.
Center field, and he doesn't like the cold weather.
Yeah.
Higgy doesn't feel temperature. It's his curse.
Higgy won't be too cold.
Donaldson kind of relishes in it. Okay. Yeah, I've got Hicks and a chance of IKF being cold. Like, if IKF has a neck thing on...
If he has, like, the full face covering or a thing.
So I feel like Hicks has worn that. And if it's just that, I'm fine with it. Some people wear, like, basically, like, a neck scarf that's not supposed to be in athletics. So that would really put me over.
What? How would I Google what you're picturing? Neck scarf? Like, baseball?
You just got to dream it, dude.
No, I want to see it.
Google baseball player cold, maybe?
Baseball neck scarf? What I Googled is just masks, which is hilarious that those masks, like the other ones, they're calling whatever.
What do we do next? The pitching path to victory?
Pitching path to victory is what we do next. It should be simple. It should be Cole to Laza to Chapman.
Ooh, formulaic.
They had an off day. They need a win. Cole, sixth innings minimum to Chatter Clay to Laza to Chapman. Should be what they do.
I love it. I'd like to check one thing.
Seems pretty easy.
That's okay with you. I'd like to check one thing. Still waiting for that Yankees blowout win. How nuts would that be?
You're talking about this? Is that a fake picture?
I mean, no. But, like, there's an abbreviated version of that that's just...
You're not talking about this.
Just the neck. No, the full head plays. Like, I kind of respect the full head. That's just silly. That's that good silly. Let's see. Loizaga has already been in six games. And he's coming off a rough outing, so that's a little push-pull in my head that if it was, like, Chad to Clay. Either way, it's got to be... How about this? Unless it's a blowout Yankees win, which hasn't happened in a while, the only people that should be on the mound tonight are Gerrit Cole, Chad Green, Clay Holmes, Johnny Lasagna, and Chappie.
Yes, what's their lineup? Do they have, like, a lefty lane?
Their lineup, so I think they actually start out with some lefties slash switch hitters. They use switch hitters on their team. Where'd their lineup go? They just had it. Did they take it down? What, are they scared? Oh, I found it. They're not scared.
Not scared. Update.
Robbie Grossman is switch Meadows is lefty. Scope, righty. Jamer is switch. Miggy, Torkelson, righty. Akeel and Tucker Barnhart, are they both lefties? And Willie Castro. So maybe that bottom of the lineup is your lefty lane, but...
Okay.
No lefties today.
Except Chapman. Baez is in?
Baez is hurt.
Bummer.
So.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but you're right. That's the pitching path.
Five guys. It's a five guys night. That's how we'll label those going forward.
A five guy night? Horsemen only? Knights of the Round Table?
Five guys.
The Biblical Billies? And what else? You want to do the Homer Draft? Homer Draft. Someone in the chat said they're worried that Chad Green's fastball is only 94 miles per hour, but last year was 95. I guess it did tick down. I don't remember ever his fastball being high 90s.
I feel like you'd see some 95, 96. You'd see a 97.
See a 97.
That was a woo.
Yeah, ooh, wow. Yeah,
that was his woo number. Can't follow Cole with chat. That's our one rule for the five.
So I mean,
Chad's out.
If Cole doesn't, like, he needs to, like, finish the seventh inning.
I think it's six because he still might only be built up for, like, 90 pitches.
And it's just embarrassing that that's how we're doing things.
That's what they planned for.
Which is embarrassing. I'm not really blaming Cole or I'm blaming the Yankees and Cole, but you just look around the league and it's like.
The Yankees don't have a quality start this year.
I know. It's embarrassing.
I think the Padres have like...
But their pitching's been good.
Padres have like nine.
It's embarrassing.
I won the Homer Draft again. I spotted you April last year. It seems like you're spotting me April this year. We missed Friday.
What the fuck?
That game ate bugs. We did a double Homer Draft on Saturday. I had the only home run, Donaldson. And then the Yankees also got shut out on the last game. So that's a 1-1 for me. Not a big deal. Not the biggest of deals.
Yeah, I mean, you're only up 2-0.
It's not bad. Not a bad spot to be.
I wouldn't say that I'm spotting you April yet. It's early.
Oh, okay.
It's 2-0. I could win this Detroit series and be right back in the ballgame.
It feels on my end like you're spotting me April, which I did last year, and it was a bad strategy. Felt like there was a chance at the time it was a bad strategy. Turned out it was a bad strategy.
Well, you get to go first right now.
I don't think they're going to homer. No, cold night in Detroit. Soft throwing lefty. The first pick is Giancarlo Stanton.
Dude, I get to go first. What are you talking about?
Seems like you might be going first now, which I don't.
It's trying to steal my pick, Zach.
It's classic Jake.
That was rude, dog.
Yeah. I'm taking Stanton.
I get the first pick.
Cool. Where do you take whoever you want. I'm taking Stanton. You can't deliver it like that.
What do you mean?
You can't say, Jake, you get the first pick. Who are you taking?
Well, I got
that's
you.
On you. That's egg on your face.
No, I played you.
No, that's the NFL, NFL draft. When you pass your pick, I get the pick.
I played you into giving
you
your
got
pick,
played,
and now I get
dude.
To steal it.
You got played.
You never realized you were giving out your pick when it wasn't your turn. Now
looks
I get
like
Stanton.
The fool. Who are you going to take?
Giancarlo Stanton.
I already have Stan. You can't take him.
The draft hasn't started yet. I get first pick.
You awarded me the first pick. I'll be taking Stan. I've already taken Stan, actually.
That seems like for someone in the lead, you're really now cheating.
You want Stan?
No, I'll take Rizzo.
That's a good pick.
Proving to Boone, don't sit me versus lefties that suck.
That's a good pick.
I'm good against those guys. Butthead. So that's why I took him.
That's not bad.
So who are you taking with your first pick?
You get another pick.
No, you get
at the end of the draft.
Yeah, you get your two picks right now.
Keep up.
Who are your,
and you won't get lost anymore.
Who are your two picks?
You won't get lost anymore. I'm taking Stan.
With your first pick?
He's already been taken.
Yeah, you just took him, and here's your second pick?
I actually don't want Stan. I'm going to take Judge and DJ.
Okay, nice. Good move.
No, I'm kidding. I already took Stan.
Okay.
It's Stanton and Donaldson.
Donaldson, huh?
Yeah. If not now, when?
And what? Oh, okay.
No, and he was on the Twins last year, so he's familiar with, he's back in a familiar stompings ground in Detroit. So.
Scared of the Thursday day game because they'll just sit everyone. So I'll take Judge.
I think I also had first pick today.
No, we have it on the sheet.
No, but
first pick tomorrow.
We didn't pick that first Baltimore game. We did a double game two, where I had first pick, and then you had first pick the next day. So that's why I took Stan.
I gave you first pick on the double day out of niceness of my heart.
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, because we missed the day when you had the first pick, and I was like, that'll break Jake's little heart. So I awarded you it.
Who are you taking?
Rizzo and Judge.
Nice picks, dude.
Because one of those guys will sit game three. And a crew rest.
Yeah.
For the away wild card game.
Okay, good homer draft.
What's the over-under? I'm taking the under.
Yankees, cold, Detroit sucks. Give me a hard 8, babe.
Yeah, I think 8. Or they might go 8.5 because they still act like the Yankees can hit. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
Do you want the over-under?
Yes. What is it, Z-Man?
It's 7.5.
They're getting it. Well, now I will take the over. I don't believe in Cole. Well, when Cole gives up his 3-run homer, we're pretty close to the over. Then the Yanks have to come back. They have to win, you know?
I mean, it's just I think I'm going to be an under till it's not under guy. I feel more comfortable there.
What was it?
We both got it right yesterday.
We did?
Yeah.
Well, not nothing. Sunday?
Yeah.
Both took the under?
Yeah.
Oh, and then what was it? What was it on Saturday?
Saturday was 9. You went under. I went over.
The result was 9? What was
the result
of the game?
Was 7. It was under.
Oh.
It was a game that was supposed to go over, but they forgot.
So my formula of taking the under has been working, so you're now riding it.
No.
Yeah,
Yankees don't score runs. So.
I'm 2 in a row on the under.
So are you coming under today? We got room on the bus for you.
Do I believe in Cole? Like, do I believe the Yankees? I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
I truly don't believe in Gerrit Cole in the start.
I know. You said that.
It's cold. So that's one thing that's not going his way.
Potential excuse.
His old manager, Hinch, who didn't use him in the playoff game, still holds a grudge. So seeing him is going to make him mad. The Yankees don't score any runs.
Right.
So I just see a lot of things not going his way.
Okay. That's fine.
So I'm going to go over. Yankees win 5-4.
Okay. Let's go.
Go Yanks. It's positive energy right there. Predicted the Yankees win.
Nope. Premonitions.
One of us falls asleep before the game ends.
I'm going to be, that's not going to be me then.
Okay.
I had my like first good night's sleep in probably 6 months last night.
I also went to sleep at 9:30 last night.
I didn't, it wasn't super early, but it was just a good night's sleep. It was like 11, which is early for me, but, IKF bunt after Joey Gallo walks. IKF needs a redemption bunt after his failed bunt. The Yankees offense is struggling. Gallo will walk in front of IKF. IKF will bunt.
Gallo tries to take third on the bunt, thrown out.
That's not part of my premonition. I don't know if that's a premonition, a guess, a prediction, an actuary, or what?
That was an actuary.
Okay.
Yeah, that was an actuary.
It was just an actuary.
Yeah. Mark that down if you're keeping score at home. That was an actuary. Yeah. My premonition, is that like Miguel Cabrera doesn't care.
Okay.
Like,
can you put a dolphin on the screen?
Like,
Miguel Cabrera just doesn't care.
Like, the, everyone tries to make, like, and I made it last year, like, the Gerrit Cole versus Cabrera thing, you know? Like, oh, what a big at-bat between two big people. And Cabrera just, like, doesn't fucking care, dude. It's like, what are you talking about? That's my premonition.
That's your premo, huh?
Yep.
It's pretty good.
I googled sexy dolphin.
Yeah.
And like the search results are pretty weird.
Yeah, let's see them.
What did Joe's do? Joe's is in the room. You know what we need? We need to hook up a camera that points to the glass. Yeah. So then Zach can just point, show that to the audience.
Glasses there, yeah.
Should tell Dan the tech man.
Oh, he'll love that. Maybe going north and south.
Just like above.
that is the happiest dolphin I've ever seen.
That's a cute dolphin.
That's I get
why Joe's is so into making out with dolphins after looking at this dolphin.
You get it?
No, I was just trying to be nice to Joe's, man.
Okay.
I don't get it. I don't even understand the dynamics of it. Joe's is hiding. Yeah, we definitely need, like, maybe above the TV, a camera that shows the glass, but there's probably a lot of glare.
Yeah.
That is a tough ask. Maybe from that angle over there, we could do something that shows...
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.